May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be always acceptable to you, O God, our strength and our Redeemer. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. There have been a lot of things on my mind this week. There have been a lot of thoughts, a lot of feelings. But the greatest statement, the most frequent statement, the loudest statement that has been in my heart this week is that we are living in a world that is desperately in need of Jesus. We're living in a country, a culture, a society that is desperately in need of the love of God made known to us in Jesus. Last Sunday morning, when I was waking up and I was getting ready to say my first Mass with my brothers and sisters in Anamkara Fellowship for our closing retreat, I was getting ready and I received a text from my wife, who many of you know is from Florida, telling me that there had been a shooting at a club in Orlando where she used to go with her friends, and that she was worried that her friends might have been there. It would only be a couple hours later in the morning that we would find out the horrific scope of what happened at the Pulse nightclub. 50 dead, including the shooter. 53 critically wounded in the hospital. And many questions have been coming all week. And the cry in the Psalms of how long, O Lord, must this happen? And all I can think is that we are living in a world that is desperately in need of Jesus. Because out of this act of hate grew even more hate. On the one side, we have supposed ministers of the gospel that have given thanks to God for the slaying of our LGBTQ brothers and sisters. On the other hand, we've had people making statements that we need to go down and inflict violence in Dearborn and other Muslim communities. The world of the news media, the world of social media, has been filled with vitriol, with hate speech, with blame. What about the love of Christ? What about this one who came, who lived as one of us, to love us, to teach us about love, who commanded us to love, who healed the sick, and who cast out demons, as we saw in the gospel reading today? And all I can think about our society right now is that it is possessed like the man in this story. And like the man in this story, it is a Legion. It is Columbine. It is Newton. It is Charleston. It is Aurora. And it is countless other places where hate-filled, sick people have unleashed hell on innocent lives that have been stuffed out prematurely. And instead of the world crying out in anguish, instead of our society coming together in prayer, by and large, we're divided, instantly politicizing tragedy, instead of coming together in grace and love. And so that's what I've been thinking about this week. What can we do? All I've been able to do this week at the vigils that I've been able to go to is to pray with people, to be with people, and to cry with people. Just when I thought that I didn't have any tears left, more would find their way. Who are we as people of God, as followers of Jesus, as the people of St. Michael's Episcopal Church, living in Grosse Pointe Woods and surrounding areas, to take the light of Christ out into this darkness, to speak the love of Jesus amidst hate? How do we face these confrontations that challenge us in person, on Facebook, all around us? What do we do when we hear hate being spoken? How can we step in? My last semester, I was able to take a class on the history and theology of Pentecostalism. And when I was taking that class, I came across a man named David Wilkerson, who was famous for a book that he wrote called The Cross and the Switchblade, about the ministry he did with mostly Latino gangs in New York. And one of the people that he really touched was a man named Nicky Cruz. And Nicky Cruz went on to do his own ministry with trying to spread the love of Jesus amongst some of the most hardened criminals in the country. Because they didn't know love, and Nikki didn't know love. Nikki's parents practiced witchcraft. His mother told him when he was a young child that she had sold him to Satan. And so he resolved that he would live a life of hate. And here comes this young, from small town Pennsylvania, pastor with a Bible in his hand, starting to talk about love. And one of the things from this story that has most struck me is there is an encounter early on in David Wilkerson and Nicky Cruz's relationship when Wilkerson is preaching in the streets, and he goes up and he's talking to Nicky, and Nicky pulls out a switchblade and says, "I could kill you right now." Now, I'm sure we all have a lot of different thoughts going through our head of, oh my God, what would I say or do in that situation? The powerful words spoken by Wilkerson in that moment were, yeah, you could cut me up into 1,000 pieces. And every single one of them would cry out, God loves you, and I love you. That is the kind of love of Christ that will transform the world. That is the kind of love of Christ that we need to be able to take out with us every day as beacons shining amidst the darkness of a world that is just becoming a nightmare. So that's my prayer for all of us today. That we may be filled with courage, with God's grace, with our faith in the resurrected Jesus, to shine as those beacons, to be those sources of love, to heal the wounded, and to cast out the demonic force of violence that is plaguing this country.